Okay, Shane, 3 under par, 69 today. Three birdies on the last four holes. How'd you feel about your round?
Well, I felt it ended on a good note, so I feel good. I mean, you know, someone asked me on a tee if I thought there was going to be low scores today, and I thought about giving them a smart-ass comment, but, you know, yeah, there's definitely going to be low scores. So, you know, sometimes 69 is not that great, but all in all, getting the birdies at the end, it feels pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You had to sit out yesterday after being the first round leader. How do you feel like that affected you? Were you a little bit antsy to get back out yesterday, and how'd you kind of pass your time?
I can't say I was really antsy. I mean, no one wanted to play in that weather yesterday. We just had to deal with waiting around. I just was a little worried about, you know, getting to actually play today. I mean, not that my game would have got rusty or anything, but I, you know, just waiting around 2 days and all the uncertainty. But, you know, everything turned out good, and I think the tour made a, I was kind of wondering the decision they made at first, but I think they've made an unbelievable decision with, you know, taking the amateurs away. I feel bad for them, but then putting them back in, I was really glad to hear that. I saw some of my partners from the first day, and I asked them, I said, man, I'm really sorry you don't get to play. And then they said, well, it's just today. So I was really happy for that.
Sure, sure. How were the conditions out there today as far as you were concerned?
They really weren't bad at all. I mean, it was real scoreable. I mean, real scoreable. I mean, it, you know, course played longer than normal, but, you know, besides that, I only took one casual water drop all day on the last hole, and, you know, you could find an area within one club length usually. I mean, there was a lot of puddles. I guess it just depended on where you were.
Right. You talk about it being scoreable. I don't know if you've seen the leaderboard, but Bubba Watson, I think at last look was 9 under today through 12 holes. Yeah. Does that surprise you, or do you think just because of the conditions out there, that's possible?
Oh, that's very possible. I mean, especially when you can hit it as far as he does. I mean, the wet weather just totally plays into his favor, because his ball's not going to get out of control when it hits the ground, and he can just, you know, fly at his 330 and plug it, and you know, lift and clean it and hit wedges into every hole. And heck, I mean, doesn't surprise me one bit.
Right. All right. Thanks for your time, Shane. Appreciate it.